From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Arjun Tucker. We have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Markets today on the grain side are mixed to lower. December corn down a quarter at 457 and a half. November soybeans down a penny and three quarters at 1190 and three quarters. Chicago wheat September futures are up a penny at 615. Kansas City wheat futures September flat at 649 and three quarters. As we look to the grain markets, China buying rumors yesterday did come to fruition. Had one of their largest purchases in months from state-owned COFCO. They bought about five cargoes, which is 11 million bushels. There's talks of more coming in the future, possibly double that amount, up to 22 million total. What is still intact is the initial proposal to buy 25 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans per year through 2028. That was largely the move yesterday in the beans up 47 cents. And also in the corn market of rumors coming true of China finally coming to the U.S. market versus South American soybeans. We also saw new crop corn and soybeans surging higher yesterday on weather concerns throughout the Midwest. There was worry of the damage from last 2 weeks of heat and humidity and as well as overnight temperatures and what damage that really did to the corn and soybean crops. Right now, we see the new crop soybeans pressing back up against that $12 level and really hitting technical resistance here. This was a head and shoulders top back in May when we hit $12 new crop soybeans and saw an 80 cent pullback. So right back up to these levels off China buying and weather concerns. As we look to the crop conditions, they were released yesterday as of Sunday. Corn was 67% good to excellent. That was unchanged week over week. Soybeans, 64% good to excellent, down 1% from last week. And winter wheat harvest at 59%, a big jump from last week as well. We also had CFTC reports released yesterday that showed slight buying in the corn and wheat markets and likely increased buying as of the last 2 to 3 trading sessions as traders positioning yesterday, more specifically on the China buying rumors and weather markets now throughout the summer. So the funds are positioning on the bull side of this market, and they have the ammo to buy and position on the long side here going into the second half of our growing season. Jumping to the South American crop and their crop progress. In Brazil, the safrinha corn was 30% harvested as of last week compared to 28% a year ago. That's according to Ag Rural. And Mato Grosso, harvest reached 42.5%, which trails their five-year average of 55%. The corn harvest in Paraná just advanced to 5%. It is slowed by ongoing wet conditions. In Argentina, soybeans were 99% harvested as of last week, and the national average yield declined just a third of a bushel this week to 46.7 bushel. Argentine corn was 53% harvested, an advance of just 1.7% on the week, as harvest continues to be slowed by the wet weather there as well and high grain moisture. Jump to the livestock. We got the lower trade in the hogs. August lean hog futures down $1.40. October down 55 cents. This has been Logan Kimmel with Roach Ag Marketing in Naperville.
All right. Thank you very much, Logan. Hope you have a great rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 1A is coming up next in just a moment. Let's take a quick look before that at your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, expect partly cloudy skies with a high of 85 degrees, north wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 65 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 86 degrees. Thanks for listening. It's 9 o'clock.